Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is on the cusp of a historic moment as it embarks on its first ever fully digital census, a monumental exercise that will pave the way for a more efficient and accurate counting of its vast population. What makes this significant is that this digital census, also known as Census 2027, is currently in its initial phase, known as House Listing and Housing Census, or HLO phase, which commenced in April 2026 and will continue until September 2026, with various states participating in rolling 30-day windows. Several states, including Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, and Chandigarh, are in their active HLO window during the May 14th to 30th, 2026 period. First, let's understand the context of this census. The Census 2027 is being conducted under the Census Act, 1948, which is the primary legislative authority, and it falls under the Union List, Entry 69 of the 7th Schedule, making Census a Union subject. Additionally, Article 246 of the Constitution grants Parliament exclusive legislative power over Union List subjects, thereby solidifying the constitutional basis of the census. It is worth pausing here to note that the nodal authority for conducting the census is the Office of the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, which operates under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Now, let us turn to the background and delay of Census 2027. India's census follows a decadal cycle, but this time, there is an unprecedented 16-year gap since the last census, which has affected various aspects, including the delimitation exercise, OBC reservation, and welfare scheme targeting. But why does this matter? The delay has meant that constituency boundaries are still based on 2001 data, and the political demand to count other backward classes, or OBCs, in the census remains unresolved. Moreover, welfare schemes are being targeted using beneficiary lists based on 2011 data from the Socioeconomic Caste Census, or SECC. Now, let us look at the structure and innovation of Census 2027. The census will be conducted in two phases, with the first phase focusing on house listing and housing census, and the second phase, scheduled for February 2027, concentrating on population enumeration. What makes this census unique is its digital-first approach, which introduces four technological innovations. First, there is the self-enumeration portal, which can be accessed at say.census.gov.in, allowing citizens to fill their HLO data digitally in a self-enumeration window, approximately 3 weeks before the enumerator's scheduled visit. If submitted online, the enumerator verifies rather than recollects the data. Second, a mobile app for enumerators has been developed, which field enumerators will use on government-issued smartphones, replacing paper schedules entirely. Third, every building and household will be geotagged using GPS coordinates, creating a national building register for the first time. And fourth, there will be a real-time monitoring dashboard, enabling the Office of the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, or ORGI, to track enumeration progress across districts and make necessary course corrections. Crucially, the last completed census was in 2011, and some key data points from that census include India's demographic profile, literacy rates, sex ratio, and urbanization trends. Now, let us turn to the OBC enumeration debate. The census has counted scheduled castes, scheduled tribes, and religious populations since independence, but other backward classes, or OBCs, have not been counted in the decadal census since 1931. The political demand to count OBCs in Census 2027 is being pushed by multiple parties, including the SP, JDU, BJD, and DMK, with the Mandal Commission estimating OBCs to be around 52% of the population based on 1931 census data. A fresh count would enable policy-based OBC reservation design and settle the debate on OBC population share. However, the government's position on this is still unclear, as it has not announced whether caste or OBC enumeration will be part of Census 2027. And here is something that surprises many students: the National Population Register, or NPR, was to be updated alongside the census, but it has been delinked from the census process due to controversy in 2019 to 2020. The NPR is a register of every usual resident of India, not restricted to citizens, and is governed by the Citizenship Rules, 2003, under the Citizenship Act, 1955. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers Indian society and geography, including India's demographic profile, literacy, sex ratio, and urbanization trends, as well as the OBC enumeration debate and caste and demographic data. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, including the constitutional basis of the census, digital governance, self-enumeration, and citizen participation, as well as the distinction between NPR and NRC. Remember this number: the last census was conducted in 2011, and the next one, Census 2027, is a significant event in India's history. Note this carefully: the census is being conducted in two phases, with the first phase focusing on house listing and housing census, and the second phase on population enumeration. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Office of the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, or ORGI, is the nodal authority for conducting the census and maintains the National Population Register, or NPR. The Census Act, 1948, empowers the Census Commissioner to require information, and Section 3 of the Act allows the central government to direct the census. The Union List Entry 69 gives Parliament exclusive power over the census, and no state can conduct a rival census. The Sample Registration System, or SRS, provides annual data on births, deaths, and the total fertility rate, or TFR, between censuses, with the latest data showing India's TFR at 2.0, which is below the replacement level of 2.1. Delimitation, which is the redrawing of constituency boundaries based on the latest census population data, will be triggered by Census 2027, significantly reshuffling political representation. The 84th Constitutional Amendment of 2002 froze delimitation until the first census after 2026, making Census 2027 a crucial event in India's political landscape. Now, let us turn to the broader significance of Census 2027. This exercise will have far-reaching implications for India's development, governance, and policy-making, as it will provide a more accurate and comprehensive picture of the country's population, economy, and society. As India continues to grow and evolve, the data collected during Census 2027 will be instrumental in shaping the country's future, from urban planning and resource allocation to social welfare programs and economic development.